Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Having a great visit with our good friend John Deeney. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, celebrating his 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. John, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you guys.
Probably the easiest way to find me is to my name, John F. Deeney, DNI.com.
All right. John F. Deeney.
All my connections are there.
All right.
And by the way, Jim, thank you, because Sunday night I'm going to a small 2,500 seat theater to see those boys, ZZ Top.
I just saw them.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
They put on a good show.
Yeah, oh yeah, they always put on a good show. Yeah, I was just did that this weekend. John, we're talking about Atlas Shrugged. And I think really the thing that we're trying to get at is you know, you can read the novel, you can read the Cliff Notes, whatever. The point is the struggle between the producers and the takers. And in our case, I think the takers and the not only the takers of our efforts, but also the takers of our liberties, is the government, John. And I'm not trying to be a rabble rouser here, or an anarchist, or anything like that. But let's face it, we're still free. We're all free. We're as free as we ever were. But our liberties have been impinged upon significantly by the government. If you're a business owner, your liberties, your ability to operate your business at every turn is being thwarted by the government, by laws and regulations and taxes. And regardless, and this is the point you made, John, so very well. Folks, I encourage you to go read his blog on this, Atlas Shrugged and the Imperial Presidency. The last point you made was, regardless, even if Romney gets elected, and business people think, oh, wow, we finally have one of our own in the White House, we can't stop fighting for the return of liberties that we've lost, even under Republican presidents. That's the point you're making. I think it's an excellent one.
Absolutely. I mean, if Romney came in and immediately appointed a czar of economic expansion and a czar of deregulation, and we'd be cheering. We'd be clapping. But the point is, he is still impinging on our liberties, especially with the appointment of these people who do not go through the balance of power process, who do not go in front of our elected officials, whether we like Congress or not. They're the people we put there.
Right.
And that's what I'm talking about in an imperial presidency, mm-hmm. the increasing power of the president, not just President Obama, but Bush and all the others before him, back to Franklin Roosevelt, to take actions and modify laws without going through the process.
Well, and the thing, folks, I think it's really important to when we talk about these things, when you think about these things, when you're talking with others, don't use the word freedom, because we're all free. We're going to be free. We're going to have freedom. The question is, how much liberty do you have? And as I've said, as you've heard me say before, as I've written, and John, as I've talked, I define liberty as a contract we give to each other. And every time there's a new regulation passed, John, in a reaction to something that's happened, every time a new tax is passed or some new law is passed, that's another little chip away at our liberty. I'm not one of these who says we shouldn't have any regulations. That's not what I'm saying. But John, you and I both know that the America would be a better place if every time they pass a regulation, that it had to be renewed every 5 years. Why can't we do that?
That would be nice.
Think about the regulations.
Or for everyone you put on, you have to take one off.
Exactly. But, I mean, think about the subsidies and regulations and all the things that were passed 20, 40, 30, 50, 60 years ago that are still on the books, and they're not even valid anymore, but they're still there.
Right. And when you talk about liberty, Jim, when you talk about the ability to do what you want, your friends at the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB, mm-hmm. Do surveys on how much time, energy, and money it costs small business owners just to comply with all the stuff that's being loaded on us.
Yep.
For a large corporation, and I'm not picking on large corporations in general, but you know, when you're a multi-billion dollar organization, you hire another person to take care of those regulations.
Right. And their cost is half per employee. Whatever it costs us, it's half for the big companies to do that per employee per year.
Right.
Because they can spread it over a lot of folks. So we've got to. So John, last thoughts. What do we do? What do we learn from Atlas Shrugged?
Oh, I think remain vigilant. It's something our founding fathers taught us. Jefferson and Franklin were very concerned about citizens not becoming complacent and watching the government. And it hasn't changed in over 200 years.
They were also concerned about more than half of Americans not paying in to the government. The tipping point.
Yes. I think everybody should have a little bit of a stake.
We should. That's exactly right. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
John Deaney, ladies and gentlemen. 12 great years with John. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.